This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. More now on our collective responses to the horrors of Orlando. Among other things, we've been tracking a campaign by Equality Florida using an online crowdfunding site called GoFundMe.com. That organization has raised $4.2 million as of just now to support the victims and families. Marketplace's Rima Crace has more.
When 19-year-old Octavio Hernandez heard about the tragedy in Orlando, he didn't hesitate. He went online and donated what he could, $15.
You know, I'm gay myself. That could have been me if I was over there, if I was in a club like that. So it scared me.
The GoFundMe campaign Hernandez contributed to is the fastest growing in the site's history. Donations passed the $1 million mark in less than a day. Ethan Mollick is a business professor at Wharton. He says charitable crowdfunding has taken off in the last 4 years.
But I think that there's certainly some segment of people who are donating who would never have donated otherwise.
Mollick says the ease of giving is a big part of the appeal.
It makes you feel like you're helping much more directly than donating to the Red Cross and hoping something happens in the long term.
But that ease also has a downside, says Sandra Minuti with Charity Navigator.
When money moves quick like that, there's also more opportunity for risk and for scams.
Already, there are more than 100 sites to help Orlando victims, and the Florida Attorney General warns they may not all be legitimate. I'm Rima Crace for Marketplace.